Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
All right. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner. Sorry about being a minute late. I had a little chore I had to do there for a second. But it's always a pleasure to be here with everyone here in and around Clay County on the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color here on your radio dial each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. It's always just an extreme pleasure and being able to do this, and hopefully we've got some interesting conversation this morning. Going to go a little bit different route this morning. I've got a local citizen coming in, and he was a friend on Facebook, and I looked down at his little intro, and I saw some interesting things there. So I thought, hey, this young man might be a great guest to come in. We might talk about just about anything in the world before he gets out of here today. I don't know, this is the first time I think I've seen him face to face, but we'll be taking care of that here in a few minutes. But before we do that, I want to remind everyone, like we said, that we come to you here each Thursday morning on the Clay County Corner, and this is through the efforts of the Three Star Committee and the Chamber of Commerce, and we try to have some interesting conversation. And I think the second half of the show today that Mr. Brian Brady from the American Legion is going to come by for a few minutes and talk a little bit about that. And I know like this will be his first trip in here with us. He's been with the American Legion for a little while, and I know now that they're kind of trying to reorganize, get some new members. I know we've had American Legion here for somewhere around 100 years, but the membership's getting kind of low right now. I know we've got lots of potential members here in the county, but so far we've had to do some recruiting for them, and we'll talk to him a little bit about that. And, of course, we've got our birthdays and anniversaries that we will be doing during the show today, where we give away one of those delicious birthday cakes. And also, I have got some local news. We'll talk about vaccinations, going to talk a little bit about basketball, some things like that. But right now, we'll take a little short break and let some of the folks that make this show possible work an ad in here, and we'll be back just in a minute with Mr. Ken Lambert. And I'm going to let him introduce himself, and we might have some interesting conversation today. We'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we talk to our guest here in a few minutes, I guess we've got a couple of important things we need to announce. And, of course, I want to remind everyone that we are here on WVFB, FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And, of course, we're coming to you live in a living color right now on your radio dial. But this will be rebroadcast this evening at 6, unless there's a basketball game or something that causes a change in that. But... And so that's a couple of chances. And then these shows are also streamed on the Del Hall Horizon newspaper site where you can go in and listen to them. But I guess the first thing we got here is a little bit of local, very important, and that is on our COVID vaccinations. I know right now I think the health department is taking 70 and older. If you haven't got your name on that list, you need to get over there and get that done. And they will give you a call, and I think they're maybe doing two sessions a day now, maybe one in the morning, then taking off for lunch, and then coming back in the afternoon. I got my second shot yesterday, so I feel good about that, since I was in the older group. I know, irregardless how I look, I guess I'm older than I really look. I'm trying to brag on myself a little bit, I guess, but no. We're grateful that we're our county and our folks over there, and I think that hopefully sometime in the next little bit that we're going to get more, a bigger supply in here and different, maybe the one of the pharmacies and some of the doctor's office, things like that, or maybe going to start doing these vaccinations also so we can get more people vaccinated. And that's very, very important that we do that. And I know in the last few days, I'm one of those folks who goes online every afternoon about 5 o'clock and check on our new cases. And I think the last few days we've been like one or two cases a day, so we're kind of getting down there again. And then, okay, the next thing on that along that same line is I think we have four home basketball games left down at Clay County High School. And due to the governor's mandate, I guess, the end of last week, beginning Monday of this week, that the schools now are open back up to where they can have, I believe, around a third capacity of their seating that they can allot or allocate or sell tickets for that amount of space. And so they're going to be doing that here. And I think they are also going to accept the teacher passes and things like that. And I know our gym over here seats about 1,800, so we're looking at having around 600 people or so in there again. And the cheerleaders allowed to come back and cheer now, so that's been a big change for our athletic teams. And like I said, we've got four games left, and I think they're all at home. We begin with Red Bull and Springs tomorrow night, which is a district game. And then I think this is a little bit of change of what's on your schedule, that printed schedule you got. I think the Macon County game, you may want to investigate this a little closer, but I think it's going to be a 3 p.m. in the afternoon game. And then also we have a game at home with East Robertson. This is here at the Clay County Gym, and also a makeup game with Gordonsville. And so we've got that coming up. And then along that same line, on Tuesday night, our boys basketball team cinched their third straight district crown by winning a ball game up at Pickett County. And so we want to congratulate them on that and hope this is just the postseason. And we're not really sure how all this is going to play out with the COVID. I'm not sure about where the site, if we get to have a state tournament this year, where it's going to be. But I do know that there has been one slight change, and that is in the past we would play games, and the first round of games would be at the home school of the higher seed team, and then we would gather to a central tournament site. Well, that's not going to happen anymore. It's going to be at the individual school. We're not going to have a central tournament site this year where all the teams will gather in for the last bit of the tournament. So I guess that's to kind of keep the crowd maybe separated for as long as they can. So that'll be taking place just beginning right now. And then also a little thing here, we got a blood drive coming up the 22nd, I believe, of February, and that's going to be over at the Salina Church of Christ. So with those little bits of news, we will now. Ken, good morning.
Good morning to you, Tom.
I guess the first thing to do is kind of let you introduce yourself to the folks out in radio land.
Well, I'd be happy to. We moved to Clay County back in 2012. We bought a house up here on Old Livingston Highway. It was our last house to look at in our search for a place to move to back then, and we decided to went in and just drove up the driveway, and we grabbed each other's hands and said, boy, this is it. And it worked out. We bought the house and the property, and just so glad that we made that decision. My wife, Carol, and I both grew up in Louisville, Kentucky. As a young man or a young boy, I used to come down here to scuba dive in Dale Hollow Lake with the Ohio Valley Rescue Squadron that I joined up in Louisville. And my first open water dive was down over in Willow Grove, where they were nice enough to let us go down and take the tour of the school and the property, and they had buildings under the water. And what a joy for a first-time scuba diver to see and experience that.
You know, that's a unique part of our history here in Clay County, and I'm sure you've probably found out more about that as you've been here, of our lost city that was gone, or town that was gone, which was, I guess, maybe the major center of the county at that time.
Yeah, that part of the story is underwater and buried, so to speak, but there's so much more above the waterline to see here in Clay County, and in Salina especially. We just enjoy every day just driving around, looking at the countryside and meeting new people and seeing new things. And it's just a joy to be here.
Okay, now, as you said, the first thing that brought you here was visiting Dale Hollow Lake. Is that the first time you ever came to this area?
No, that was not the first time. My parents used to come down here. I had an aunt and uncle lived over on the over by the ferry, and we'd come down once or twice, sometimes twice a year, to visit my aunt and uncle over there in a place called Scott's Holler, or Scott's Bottom, sorry. And we'd come across that ferry in the middle of the night, generally, because we'd get there late, and the gentleman that ran the ferry at that time had to pull the boat across by hand.
Yeah.
and it was great to see that they've modernized that now, and it's a 24/7 ferry boat across ride the Cumberland River, and that's an exciting thing for people who haven't had that experience to go out there and do it. It's free, takes you from one side to the other, and it's just a great ride out there in the country. But we, my wife and I, as in our search, we looked in South Carolina, North Carolina, all over, up in Kentucky even, North Florida. And we said, well, why don't we just take a look at Dale Hollow? We both grew up there and knew the place.
How old were you when you first came here? Do you remember?
I was about three.
you don't remember a lot about that kid. First trip.
Yeah, my aunt and uncle, they were such an interesting couple. And he had a lot of land over there, and he raised pigs and cows, and he also he raised oil from under the ground. He found out that he had a lot of riches under the ground, so he started pumping oil and became quite wealthy.
Now, what's your uncle's name? Well, you may be familiar with some of our folks here.
Well,
Uncle.
Yeah, my aunt was Aunt Harvey, and her husband, my uncle, was Gleason, and their last name is Hulse, H-U-L-S-E. And there's still some Hulse family living over in that area that still live on that property, so it's a family tradition still to this day to go over and visit part of the old family.
Okay, so you kind of grew up knowing about the place.
Absolutely.
And let's talk a little bit about your life. I see that you have a cap on here that has CBs on it. I'm sure you are a veteran.
I am.
And how many years did you serve in?
It's a total of 6 years. It's mandatory. 4 years active duty, 2 years inactive. Mm-hmm. I was asked to sign up for a new extension of 4 more years, and I turned my back and walked out the door. I had enough. I went to boot camp and came down to Norfolk, Virginia. And I could type, so he put me in a little desk there, and I was billeting. That means I was assigning
right.
duty stations to people as they came through. And so I saw every duty station that was available. And I came down, I saw one that said, Shore Duty, Gulfport, Mississippi. I said, boy, that's for me. So I typed my name into that one, and about 3 days later, I was gone to Gulfport. Actually, I flew to Keesler Air Force Base on my way to Gulfport, and the taxi cab driver asked me, he said, well, when are you leaving for Vietnam? I said, no, I got shore duty right here in Gulfport. He said, well, if you do, you're the only one that's got shore duty. Everybody comes here, goes straight to Vietnam. And so after I got my stomach back in place, I went over to the base, and sure enough, they told me we got about 7 to 10 days we'll be deploying for July. And that was my first tour. And I had really good duty. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't want to go, but I was glad to be put in a position that I felt very secure, very safe.
Okay, and your duties over there were still clerical-type duties, or?
Well, I was in
liaison. I guess there really wasn't any such thing as non-combat over there, that everybody was there.
Oh, no, everybody was in it. It was all a combat zone, you know, every place you went. I was fortunate enough to be stationed my second tour in Red Beach, they called it, and the first time, and then the second tour was in China Beach. Both of these deployments were on the ocean in the Tonkin Bay. And so we had really beautiful setting for our tours of duty, but that was just where we base camped.
Right.
We went into I-Corps, all the entire part of I-Corps, to build things that the enemies had destroyed, bridges they'd blown up. We needed LZs or landing zones put in. Anything that needed to be built, CBs built it.
Okay, see, now, I do want to take a little short break here. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the CBs a little bit. And with that, but right now we'll take a little short commercial break and be right back.
Yeah.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Salina Meditation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Ken Lambert is here with us, and he was talking about, and I said, we were talking about the CBs, and I think most everyone knows that the CBs are that's the construction crew for the
CBs,
for the Armed Forces.
Construction Battalion.
And you build everything.
If it needs, our motto is can do. And no matter what we're asked to do, we just don't argue with it. We just go out and get it done.
You know, I know we, as a former history teacher and a student of history, you know, we look through some of the old films of World War II and of Korea and some of those places, and we see how you guys came in with the equipment, and you built bridges, you built buildings, whatever it took.
We were generally there before anybody else got there. We had to be. Because we would make...
They couldn't get there until you got it where they
were. There's no place to go if we weren't there to build it for you. No place to eat, no place to sleep, no place to do anything.
Okay, now, like I said, you kind of grew up coming here to the lake, and can you have... You've basically been all around the world, as you said, you know, you served your tour there, and I know you've toured a lot over in Europe and visited over there, but you always come back home to Clay County.
Well, I always come back home. This is as close to home as I'm going to try to get. Like I say, I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky. But this is as close as I need to get to be to Louisville. I love Louisville, but I don't want to live there yet.
Okay, now, the thing that attracted you to Clay County, as an outsider looking in at you, I've lived my entire life here. I'm always here looking around. And, when at that point in time, 10 years ago, what really sold you on making this your permanent residence?
What drew my wife and I here was, first of all, was the lake. That got us over here to look. But after we came over here to look, I couldn't get a realtor to even show me any property or houses. They were all busy out on the lake on their boat. And I finally called a fellow over in Livingston, and he hooked me up with a new salesman that he had, Kevin Westmoreland. And Kevin came down and immediately brought us up here to Dale Hollis and Salina and started showing us around. And the lake brought us here, but the people here is the reason we decided to move here.
Okay. Now, if you were a tourist coming through Salina and you look around, what do you see here that it would attract you to stop?
Well, first of all, to get you to stop, I guess the biggest attraction here we have is, admittedly, is the lake, the beautiful lake. But once you stop and start knocking on doors and meeting people or going around visiting businesses, you find out very quickly that the people here are just very welcoming, very simple. It's not a complex society here. It's very easy to integrate into. And if you love people like my wife and I do, that's the main thing that holds you together is your loyalties with each other. We finally found a church that we just absolutely adore. The first one we went to was down in Livingston, and they had some issues there. We moved up to Allen's Baptist Church. And what a joy it is to serve in that church.
It's kind of like there, too. It's kind of stripped down and people and their belief. I mean, there's not a lot of ceremony, not a lot of politics in it. You know, someone trying to get
it. No pomp and circumstance.
Right,
no.
Right. You know. Excuse me just a minute. I think this is Mr. Brian Brady with the American Legion.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. There aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me. You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. As we've made it back, I think this would be a good time to read our birthdays for the day, and we will give away one of those ice cream cakes here in a minute. Celebrating birthdays this week are Mr. Bobby Bartlett on the 2nd, our barber, Mr. David Bilbrey on the 3rd, who turned 82, and he's still up there cutting hair. David Threet celebrated the birthday on the 4th, and Beverly Reagan Murphy on the 4th. And then looking on down earlier, Joanna Roten, I think her birthday was on the 1st. Liz Brown called in to wish her husband, Sherman, happy 77th birthday, so we'd like to do that. And Mr. Roy Henson celebrated, I believe, his may have been 78 on him. And also, Mr. Joseph Burks had a birthday this past week. And Kalana Celeste Meadows celebrated her 16th birthday on the 3rd. So that's our group of people that have a birthday this week. And we'll come up with a system here in a little bit to award one of them one of our delicious ice cream cakes over at the Dairy Queen. Mr. Brian Beatty just walked in with us too. I've got two veterans here now with me, and I know, of course, I'll finish up a few more things with Ken. You know, Ken, I'm looking down through here, and I see studied at the Culinary Institute of America at Greystone.
That's right. That's out in Fresno, California. And I was looking for something to change, and I was looking for a change in my life. And I met a fellow that told me about the Culinary Institute getting ready to open, so I went up there and I joined. I got into the first class and spent a lot of money, spent all the money I could scrape together to get 3 years in there. We finally graduated. I was in the first graduating class from Culinary Institute of America in California.
Well, now, have you put that to use?
Yeah, I cook breakfast for my wife every morning.
So you haven't tried to go into a professional?
Yeah. I found out quickly that my skills of culinary arts were not intended for me to be used on a commercial basis. I didn't want to cook on demand. So I chose other paths. And so I got into the restaurant business. I opened a couple of restaurants, one up in Louisville, Kentucky years ago, another one down in Florida, down in Johns Pass, St. Pete, Clearwater area. Then I opened another one down there as well, second restaurant. And then out in California, my wife and I opened one out there called the Kingfish, and that lasted for about 2 years. And we both decided it was time to get closer to our families. My family lived in Florida and my wife's family lived in Fayetteville, Tennessee. So we moved back to Florida to be close to my family. I wound up taking care of my dad for a while until he passed away. And then my mother, bless her heart, she was single for 12 years after my dad passed. And it was like seeing an adult person be it reborn. She was just a whole new person. And how exciting that was for her.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I'm looking down here, too. You've also done some studying at Western Kentucky.
I did. That's what what got me to Vietnam. Right out of high school up in Fern Creek, I went to Western with quite a few of my friends. And my third semester there, I just didn't have any interest in staying. This just wasn't for me. And so I told my mom and dad, you're wasting your money. And so I dropped out for a semester. They said, well, give it a semester and maybe you'll see what happens. So I dropped out for a semester before the new semester started, I was in July in Vietnam.
Well, that's kind of a drastic change.
Yeah. I was fortunate in that I had already signed up for the service, you know, but they wouldn't accept me until I got my draft notice. So as soon as I got my draft notice, they took me in.
You know, that was an interesting time in this country. I mean, it really was. And those of us that, like I said, those of us that didn't serve in Vietnam but remained here, you know, we had so many friends that did go, and it was an unusual time here in this country. But, you know, I think we can say now that it took many years to get it done, but the service that you men did there is finally, you know, you're finally receiving that. We don't want to call it a pat on the back, but you're finally receiving that attaboy that you should have got when you came home then. And I know that it still stings some of you guys, but I'm telling you what, it seems to me like that you have lived a wonderful life, and I think that you, from just talking to you today, that you are a wonderful addition to our county here. And I would like to personally invite you to come over to the chamber office one day and talk to us there, because I know we've got some committees I'd like to have you serve on.
Be glad to.
I know we've got some economic development, things like that. And like I said, you've seen a lot, done a lot, and got some awful, awful heavy credentials there. And, you know, some of the ideas that you may have, you know, you may have that idea where we, you might want to teach a culinary class here sometime or other.
Actually, I did down here at the Senior Citizens filling one day. I came in, this is Wicks, is this?
Yes.
I was talking to her, and she invited me to come in, and I had just found some fungus growing out in the woods here down by Sycamore Hollow called Chicken of the Woods. And so I pulled off a big bunch of that fungus. It's really good to eat. It's great. It's a great item to cook with and to serve. So I fixed the ladies the sauteed mushrooms down there one day and showed them how to do it. And they thought that was a lot of fun. So.
You know, like I said, we may have to get you a classroom set up somewhere or another, yeah. Maybe where you can do something like that.
It's a lot more than just fixing food. It's how to buy food, what prices to pay, what to buy, what not to buy, what goes together. It's just a less of science, if you will, about cooking. So.
During this period of time, there might even be a grant of some kind or other to come up with an enterprising fellow that might want to try to do something like that.
Maybe.
But with that, Ken, you can sit here with us as long as you want to.
I do. I'm a veteran. I was in the American Legion down in Florida, and it's a great organization. I can personally say to that, that it's if you're a veteran, you need to be in one of these organizations. The American Legion is a great.
Okay. I know Brian has been here for a little while, and we've never had been able to get the points of our fingers together, but I came up and need a someone this morning, and he rushed right up here. I may have even got him, maybe he hadn't had his shower yet or not. But, Brian, well, take this opportunity to introduce yourself to the people out in Radio Land.
Okay, my name is Brian Brady, and I'm kind of new to Salina here. I've been here since 2009. My mom and dad live in Lafayette, and they're retired. My dad retired from the Air Force, I moved from North Carolina to here to be closer to them while they're retired and to be closer to my family. And we got us a boat here at Dale Hollow Marina, so I decided to move here so I wouldn't have to drive back and forth from Lafayette all the time. And I've been here probably since around 2013, I think is
right. Okay, now, your position now with the post here, how did that come about, Brian?
I'm a past commander from North Carolina, and I started going to the American Legion here. I had my records transferred from Lafayette because I was living in Lafayette before, and now I've moved to Salina and been going to the meetings, and they asked me to be the new commander, and I accepted. Now I'm trying to get some members, new members for the American Legion, because the post is getting spread really thin. I think I have two or three officers out of about 12 officers that I'm supposed to have, and I really need some membership here. If you want the American Legion to survive in Salina, then you need to get on the American Legion website and fill in your information and join. And it's that simple. There's been a new a new thing with the American Legion. I know there it used to be you had to be in certain dates to join, but now those restrictions have been lifted, and now all honorably serving or honorably served people in the military can join the American Legion now. So, and there's other that, like, if you, I think there's some medical discharges and stuff like that that even that you can get, you can join the American Legion if you had them. Because before you had to have been in certain combat times, but all that's been lifted now. So,
what's the post number again?
Post 18. And it's...
I don't see it on here. Oh, there it is.
I have set up a website.
Maybe we've recruited you a new member this morning here.
I'm going to sign up right now.
Good deal. Yeah.
You know, that's something there, Brian. I mean, you know, there are, I'm not sure how many dozens veterans here are that live here in Clay County, and there are a lot of guys that are like you two guys that aren't necessarily what we would call old-time native Clay Countyans. Mm-hmm. And it seems like that you're bringing the interest in, but you can't get the interest as much as you should of our local people.
Right.
And you know, and I don't know that. Maybe with Ken's help on things like that, it seems like he's pretty energetic. That
well, that's
some ideas that could, you know, where we can get the word out.
That's what I need. Is I need the word out for all the eligible veterans to join the American Legion.
Do you know how many are eligible to join here in this county?
I'm not sure of who the veterans are. I don't really know how to get that information. This is kind of a new position for me that I've been thrown into, and the same with my adjutant, we're trying to figure this stuff out as we go.
But can't Mr. Buford help you with the...
Oh, yeah, I can get help, but, I mean, I want to get out there and get the things done that I can do, and he's...
Well, he's a level above where we are right
here. He's got his hands full, and I don't want to detract from what he's doing, and I just want to make things happen here in Salina, in Clay County, because there needs to be an American Legion that's really strong here. I mean, there's so many different programs that the American Legion has, and it's good for the youth, it's good for people my age, it's good for people in retirement homes. I mean, we've got to stick together, the veterans, and this is one good way of doing it is with the American Legion. And we have a lot of influence in Congress.
Do you have your regularly scheduled meetings still scheduled?
We had changed them to quarterly meetings per year, and we're trying to get back to the monthly meetings. I've got to get some more membership. Like I said, I've got to get officers because it's hard to do anything with just a couple people. So, I mean, if you've got veterans out there listening, then we need to have them in the American Legion here in Salina, here in Clay County, because that's where we make a difference.
You know, I know Richard Accursa had been in there forever since he moved here and was one of the driving forces in there. And, of course, the previous Mr. Bobby Bartlett, who was there for a number of years. And I know that I know you guys you've had a little bit of a struggle here. And this thing coming in at this period of time with the COVID thing, it kind of, I know one of the major things that you did every year was our memorial here on the Courthouse Square. And I'd like to really and truly thank you for the effort that you did on making sure that happened this year by being thrown in on something and giving about 15 minutes to get it done. And you guys did a tremendous job. And I'm sure that Ken has seen the exhibit here on the square of all of the our folks here that goes up every year, and I know that it draws some attention here to the veterans. But it seems like, you know, it doesn't I guess doesn't ring a bell with the guys here that, hey, if you want this to keep going,
yeah,
that you need to be a part of that.
That's exactly
that,
right.
That you need to help do this and to let people know, and, you know, let people know that, you know, you are a veteran. Let people know, let you know how proud they are of you for the time that you served to make this nation a free nation. And if there's anything, you know, I know you that you work with Dr. Young over at the chamber, and what we can't get done over there, but we also realize, you know, that there's lots of things that need to be done, and it's great having you here this morning with us. And services for veterans here in the county, do you have any type of a schedule or anything now that's going on? I know that's been in flux too here, because
yeah.
I know Richard sent me an announcement. Like, he sent me this announcement last week, and I could read that right now, couldn't I? This is two Clay County veterans, and like I said, Richard sent this to us last week, and we read it, and it says, Clay County veterans or family members normally seeking assistance from Mr. Bob Cole. Now, is Bob still... He was coming up here maybe, you know, so many days a week, I believe.
He was.
And,
I think he still does. I think he's up there twice a week.
A couple of days down here
at the U-Park.
Okay. The Clay County Services Officer may speak directly to Steve Bell. Now, do you know who Mr. Steve Bell is?
I don't know.
It says he is an accredited service officer, and he was up here this past week on February the 2nd. So, you know, we've got someone coming up, and I do know that it's very, very important, because I know we have some widows of veterans and usually the widows of veterans are the ones that really, really need assistance, you know, once that service member has passed away, and, you know, to find out what their rights are and what kind of privileges they have and the things that they're eligible for. Because I think, you know, so many of them, you know, their husband, the veteran, had taken care of those things, and all at once they've got to do it. And I know that service is very, very important, because I know my father was a veteran, and I know he passed away a number of years before my mother passed away, and I know she made a quarterly trip, or every so often she would go down to the community center and meet with the veterans officer that came there to try and, you know, to find out if there were services that she wasn't getting and services that she needed and things like that. So this is very, very important to our veterans and their survivors here in this county.
Okay. I just signed up. Took me about 5 minutes. Paid my dues for the year.
Welcome
aboard. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have another member, and I'll probably have a job for you when we have our next meeting.
That's the way you do it. Just one at a time, you know. Get them signed up.
You know, and Ken, I know, like I said, the things that you bring to the county, and I hope that... then maybe this has sparked a little something. I'm sure you kind of maybe settled in, going to be a retiree, and we're not going to do a whole lot of these things anymore, maybe, other than go to the lake and enjoy everything around you. But it sounds like we need some of your services here in the county to help us out.
Well, officially I'm retired, but I tell you what, folks, I've never worked so hard in my life.
Well,
after retirement.
That list gets longer every day, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And let's see, I see somewhere in here that... were you a salesman for a...
I was a food broker and salesman for a couple of food distributors. I worked for U.S. Foods for about 4 years, and I went to Performance Food Group, which is located over here in Lebanon. It's their home base.
That's one of the big PFGs.
Yeah, that's a PFG. I worked with them. And then I went with a private, it's the largest independent food distributor in the country down in West Palm Beach, Florida, called Cheney Brothers. And that's where I really got my wings, air under my wings, and really started making a lot of money. It was a great company to work for. It was an independent company. Everybody just pulled together and did what needed to be done, and I liked that attitude. And so I stayed there until I retired and moved up.
Did I see something about a nursery?
I did. When I was out in California, I get bored pretty easily, I guess. I did the cooking culinary school, And then about 4 years later, I decided, you know, I like horticulture. I went up and found a nursery up in a place called Pescadero, California, and asked for a job. And he said, well, I'll send you to school if you'll come to work for me. I said, way to go. I'm in. So I started going to UC Davis and working at a nursery and got my associate degree in horticulture. And I just loved it. I just thought that was my new career. So I combined the horticulture with culinary.
Well, a whole lot of what you cook grows on the tree.
I cook a lot of plants.
We're going to take a little short break, come back, and I've got a couple of things here that happened in history today. I'm an old retired history teacher myself,
uh-huh.
And go through that, and then we'll give away one of the birthday cakes. And I know we'll get Brian to come back up hopefully when he has a great big organizational meeting and the building out at the chamber is full of people. And I do know that number, that post-18, that number itself is over 100 years old for an active American Legion group. And I think there was some kind of thing about that the group here took a name, the number from somewhere else. And
yeah,
it actually wasn't here 100 years, but the post-18 is 100 years old.
But it's been 70 years now, which is a pretty big number anyway.
Okay, we'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you're worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion,
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Back, everyone. We have had a very interesting hour, guys. And I got a couple things. How about if I go through today in history? On this day in 1789, of course, I don't know any importance of this, but the first U.S. Electoral College chooses George Washington as president and John Adams as vice president on this day. So that is, and I kind of like this one too. Mr. J.W. Goodrich introduced a rubber product. Anybody want to guess what it was?
Football. Rubbermaid.
Goodrich tires. But guess what he introduced? Rubber galoshes. Where he got his start making galoshes.
Right.
1866, Murray Baker Eddy, Christian Scientist. Group. She claimed that when she opened her Bible that morning, it cured her of her disease she had. And from that, she started her own little, a church type set up. In 1961, Sputnik 7 launched into the Earth orbit. So was that the one that had the monkey in it? Did Sputnik have the monkey in it?
One of them did.
That was the Russian one.
I know that's the reason why Chuck Yeager, you know, the famous
the first
pilot.
One did have a monkey.
The famous pilot Chuck Yeager, he was one of the first ones that was drafted to be a part of the air program.
Right.
And he went in there and he looked around and said, if you can train a monkey to do it, you don't need me. And I like this one. This is one of my favorite comic strips. In 1973, Hagar the Horrible was introduced.
Wow.
And then 1991, this is still kind of controversial even today. Baseball's Hall of Fame Board of Directors vote 12-0 to bar Pete Rose from ever being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, in 2004, because we don't know anything about this computer app, Mark Zuckerberg launched Facebook from his Harvard dormitory room on this day.
Wow.
From an idea he stole from his roommate. Best I remember the history on that.
And he's still doing it.
Yeah, he's made a couple of dollars at that. Well, guys, we're about to run out of time. And let's see. I have, how many names? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Give me a number between 1 and 9. Just off real quick.
12.
What'd you say?
7.
You're the second person that's done that. He said 12 first, folks.
Okay. We'll go with 7.
Mr. Sherman Brown has won the cake today.
You're welcome, Sherman.
And I'm Miss Kathy Merritt did that once upon a time here. I had her in here. I said, give me a number between 1 and 7. And I think she said 10.
It's between there somewhere.
Well, guys, I've enjoyed having you here with us this morning, and it's been a pleasure. And as I said, we're here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kick Country each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock with a rebroadcast at 6 this evening, and it will be streamed on the Del Hall Horizon newspaper site. And remind everyone, we've got a basketball game tomorrow night, and then about three more at home here in the next little stretch. Got all kinds of things going on. The schools are cranking back up all over the state of Tennessee via the governor's last order, and we're going through that. But we've had extremely good results with our schools being open, and so we'd like to really, really thank all of the folks in the education department here in this county that make it possible, and the great big effort. And remind everyone once again that if you don't have your name on the list for the 70 and up list over at the health office, you need to get that done and get over there and get in line and get your first shot, and then come back about, 3 or 4 weeks later and get that second one and get vaccinated against this thing, and we'll get this thing out of our country and get back to as normal as we ever going to be again. And with that, I guess it's time we got the door shut here at the old building, got everything put back up where it belongs, I reckon. So we will, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.